And he said to me, if it's magic, it can be abused. And that's what I want to focus a little bit on the latter half of this. How does this AI, we're going to talk about how it makes the world better, but I want to talk about what are some of the challenges we're going to face as we move into this world. So, coming back to history, where we are in history, this fundamental shift and the way we consume and reproduce knowledge has changed. Throughout the rest of history, there is a before and after, and we don't even realize we're already in the after. Anybody, I imagine a number of you have actually used something like ChatGPT, where you can give it some instructions, and it can do a pretty good job. If you haven't, I encourage you to do it. And it does something that would take you probably 20 minutes in about 10 seconds. And it does it so kind of reliably, and we'll talk about the kind of here in a minute, because perhaps there's some devil in the details there. But with that capability, we're going to see it change everything. Things like healthcare. What if in 10 years, which is very likely, you will have the ability to talk to an AI who is probably a better doctor than the best doctor at Johns Hopkins today? It will have experiences of every medical case ever recorded in its purview. It will be able to identify you and understand that your specific dynamics. And this is the holy grail of healthcare. We try to treat people as if all people are built the same. We're not. Personalized healthcare fundamentally alters outcomes. Full stop. Full stop. We are going to see, you know, I was asked recently, what are going to be the game changers that AI is going to bring? Healthcare is number one. We will live longer. We will live better. We will have better diagnosis. We will have less healthcare bad outcomes because the doctor doesn't understand what's going on. AI is just going to be better. But now, think about how many people are involved in the healthcare industry. What does that do? Same is true of anything, insurance, marketing, commerce, manufacturing. I don't know if anybody has seen recent videos from Boston Dynamics that border on creepy, the robots. Transportation, we're seeing that now with autonomous vehicles, although that's, has its pros and cons. And education, like I'm not unrealistic, you know, I'd love to believe as a professor I am irreplaceable. I'm not. What if for every student that needed to learn cybersecurity, in my intro to cybersecurity class, which I love teaching to first or third year undergrads at UW-Madison, what if the teacher was solely focused on that student